Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Have to ask you a question, right? How far would you go to collect on what's owed to you? How far would you go? Like, think about it. Well, for a New York cabbie, John McDonough, it's a trip to Dublin to collect on an IOU from a Dublin man, Shane Gaffney. They're on the line. They can tell you the story themselves. Shane and John, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, thanks.
Good, good. It's good to hear. Shane, can you tell me what happened and what you owe John?
Well, this is about 10 years ago, I have to say. So I was on a J1 we were staying in Connecticut and frequently went up to New York on the weekends. And I didn't have any cash. So I hopped in I found that out during the journey, but I hopped in a taxi. We were gone about 10 minutes, 15 minutes to a friend's house. Mm-hmm. And didn't have a card machine, but this is back in 2013, so no card machines in taxis. And John seemed like a lovely fella, good crack as well. And I instead bargained with him for 2 points of Guinness from Gaffney. So yeah.
So you couldn't pay for
the
okay. So 10 years ago, you're in a New York cabby. You were getting a lift around the city. You couldn't pay for the journey, so you gave him an IOU for 2 pints in Gaffney's in Ireland. Is that what happened?
That is exactly what happened. Yeah, and he had a full IOU sheet, and I filled out like this is as well. This is about 4 a.m. 5 a.m. So I filled out, and we still have the John still has the image of the actual IOU sheet. I filled out about a paragraph, stating what the IOU was, and
John,
I really never thought this call would kind of happen.
And 10 years later, here he is knocking on your door. I want me pints, John. I love this.
I'm heading to Kennedy Airport to collect the 2 pints and taking Aer Lingus. The flight is $700, so each pint's going to cost me $350 each.
Oh, my days. Oh, my days. Well, listen, he's a man of his word because you're going to get those pints. But I know it's a while ago now. It's 10 years. What were you thinking when Shane couldn't pay the fare?
Well, you know what it is? It's 4 a.m. and you're working. So I don't have that much time to really figure out what was going on. So he said to me, I own a bar in Dublin. I said, yeah, everybody owns a bar in Dublin. No, he goes, give me your trip sheet. I'll write it down. And I'm there, yeah. So what am I going to do, pat him down, take his watch? I said, all right. I had to chalk it up as a loss. And you can only imagine me going back to the garage telling the dispatcher when I'm paying him for the lease of the cab. And, here's an IOU for 2 pints to get it. They would have freaking killed me back at the garage. So I just paid it, and it just so happens it's going to work out this week. I fly out tonight, and I'll be at Gaffney's on Wednesday to collect my debt.
You're not the only one going to be in Gaffney's. I'd say the whole nation listening to this story is going to be in Gaffney's. So this is like the most genius PR stunt I have ever. I mean, it's a long wait. You were waiting in the long grass for this one. I mean, it's not happened until 10 years later, but it's an amazing. Come here, John, how long have you been a New York cabbie?
Well, 40 years now I've been driving. And, you know, I have a play that I'm doing at the Sean O'Casey Theatre and the Abbey Arts Centre in Ballyshannon. So generally when I come, my mother and father are from Donegal and Tyrone. So when I land in Ireland, I generally get a cab I rent a car and I head up to Donegal. I don't really stay in Dublin, but now I'm going to be in Dublin for the week doing the play. So I have time now to go over to Gaffney's and collect the debt.
I would be shaken pouring those pints. I mean, the nerves of whatever barman
I'm
is on that.
I'm going to throw in a free one as well.
Oh, look at you.
He's going to get three.
See, that'll be the tip on top of the fare.
He's paying £700. Would you throw in a packet of crisps as well, you scab?
They're seriously nice. So they're running around that kind of value, you know, overseas.
Amazing. I mean, you've been a cabbie for 40 years. You must have some pretty crazy stories being a cab driver. I mean, Shane being one of them. But what's it like being a cabbie in New York these days?
Well, it's completely different than years ago because of the technology. I mean, you used to be able to talk to passengers, but now people get in, they're staring at their phone, there's no cash being exchanged, everything is credit card. So So, I mean, just the communication between the passenger and the driver, that's all over with. Where it used to be, you know, people had to pay cash and you talked about the events of the day. That's all over with. So it's a completely different game now with the new technology.
But probably a little, dare I say, safer, you know, a little safer.
Well, it is. Like when we were driving before that, we had cash. So the junkies would rob you for, say, $100 or $200 and they get their next fix. So now they can't even rob you. We don't have the money. They can't carjack us because the dealer's not going to want a yellow cab.
Yeah.
So, you know, they don't bother robbing us. So it is good in that sense. But you do miss the conversation and getting, you know, talking to people. But listen, that's the way it is. Technology's moving on, and it's killing the yellow cab business because we never kept up with it. So it's Uber and Lyft and all these apps now are just taking up all the business.
So you're going to be in Gaffney's on Wednesday. You have your play on. You're on the Sean O'Casey in East Wall. I know that theatre well. Is that where you're doing your one-man show?
Yeah, I'm doing it for three nights, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Saturday's a special night there. I'm doing a fundraiser for SAIL, which is a women's shelter in Dublin City Centre.
Nice,
and Paula Meehan's going to be there from Trinity. That's going to be a wonderful night. But Thursday and Friday night, that's me in the theater, and then I head up to dear old Donegal to the Abbey Arts Centre in Ballyshannon for October 8th. And I'm just bringing it around, and I'm hoping the people of Dublin get it, because I have stories that they don't sort of get it here in the States, because I was in a Stephen Fry documentary. I took him around to a mob club in my neighborhood in Queens. I taught Richard Hammond from Top Gear how to drive a cab. Now, here's a guy that owns 15 cars, 15 motorcycles and a helicopter, and I'm teaching him how to drive. So I have the video clips of this, and it's just mad stories.
Deadly. It sounds deadly. And Shane, tell us about Gaffney's. You know, when you had to go in, is it a family pub?
Yeah, it's been in the family for about 100 years now. My daughter will be fifth generation.
Okay. Okay. Amazing.
In the heart of Fairview. Yeah.
In the heart of Fairview. Oh my God! And very close to East Wall. It's all working out. This is
exactly. That
IOU that you wrote 10 years ago is all working out very, very well. Did you lads expect this kind of a reaction to your story? I mean, it's funny that we kind of latch onto these mad stories, isn't it? But like, we've really taken to this. We love this.
Yeah. Yeah, it's mad, to be honest. No is the answer. I didn't expect anything like this at all. I don't think anyone would have. Especially when my friend about 5 weeks ago tagged me on Instagram in John's post. And I literally could not believe what I was listening to. Sent it to a few mates, had a good laugh. But again, I didn't expect to be on TFM or...
Here you are, and he's on his way. He's on his way. Come here, John. When do you leave? Because you're still in New York at the moment. When do you fly out?
I'm leaving at 5:00 from Terminal 5 at JFK. And so much for coming to Dublin for a quiet pint. Looks like that's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. You're going to have an amazing time. And best of luck with your play that's on in East Wall in Dublin and then in Donegal. Lads, thanks for coming on the show and best of luck with everything. I can't wait to see the footage of Gaffney's on Wednesday. And have a lovely time when you're over. Okay, John?
All right, thanks.
See you, love. See you, Shane. There we go. What a mad story. We love them stories. We love them.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.